Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now it's time for Mark and Hart, featuring Mark James.
I'm the one who popularized rap music in the Western Mass suburbs in the early to mid-90s.
Mark with a C.
Zidane Old Chara.
Stale Arnold.
Jarrett Studdum.
And Andy Hart.
Why are you such a donkey, bro?
Bro. Yeah, bro. I'm a donkey.
You're the Houston Texans of gambling.
I'm up. I'm down. No. I'm good. I'm bad.
I'm actually going to print t-shirts. I make Mark James remotely tolerable. Weekends.
Mac and Hart.
Mark and Hart.
Mark and Hart.
It's Mark and Hart right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
This brings a lot more meaning to Alex Cora's quote where we scored 16 in Yankee Stadium, suck on it.
He could be the first guy banned from baseball since Pete Rose.
Something like this comes out. It's complete embarrassment.
They should get even more severe punishment than the Astros if they're found guilty.
He's a cheater, and he tarnished the 2018 championship. I'm a diehard Red Sox fan. Everybody has a right to say it's tarnished now, that championship.
Cora is toast. He was the mastermind behind this. He's gone.
Alex Cora should be banned for life. We're not talking about steroids here. We're talking about the Black Sox scandal.
This is so stupid that you had to do it. My opinion, fire Alex Cora now.
Well, ask and you shall receive. This is Mark and Hart, abbreviated edition here till noon today. And we will get to your phone calls at 617-779-7937. Obviously, the topic du jour this week. It was interesting. I have to tell you, the one silver lining in this whole thing about Alex Cora getting fired, the Red Sox mired in this cheating scandal back in the 2018 season, and, you know, all this stuff. I got to tell you, for 1 week, though, it wasn't a bad reprieve from Brady talk. Just for 1 week.
Right.
It was a nice little break up the monotony. And here's the good part is that now you wonder because that, like, I don't think MLB is going to make some hasty judgment. I think they're going to take their time because apparently up until this week, they weren't going to do like they didn't do anything in the Red Sox. So now after they dealt with Houston, now they have this to deal with. So consequences will be dealt. The press conference was a complete sham. It was a dog and pony show. It was an insult to the fans and media's intelligence, basically saying we mutually parted ways. And the one thing where it was like, well, you know, we can't talk about an ongoing investigation.
Right.
Well, it's like, you know, at that point, what you do, and you just didn't not, I don't know, don't have a press conference until the investigation is over, because you had the press conference and you came out looking much worse. And I thought it was like the Three Stooges and then Chaim Bloom, who literally had nothing to do with anything. And he's got to be saying to himself, why did I leave Tampa? Why did I leave that beautiful weather? Why did I know it was a small market. I didn't leave for this. Like, you got to, he signed up. I don't think he knew this was coming.
No, I'm sure he didn't.
If he had to know that your manager is going to get fired, you're going to be mired in a cheating scandal. I think he knew about the payroll. I think you had to shed payroll. That's why he was brought in. I feel bad for everybody for Chaim Bloom. Speaking of Bloom, though, I think now for the Red Sox as a whole, their franchise, having won 4 World Series in 15 years, I think now what was the lovable bridesmaids, now the Bloom, no pun intended, is off the rose of the Red Sox. I don't think people here, they're not likable, and I think the press conference that they had this week was just a microcosm of how the unsilent majority of fans feel about this team.
Well, first of all, they've screwed up the press conference decision twice now, right? Get rid of Dave Dombrowski, don't have a press conference. Everybody's like, are we going to talk about this? Like, we're going to have a decision. And then they did a press conference when they clearly had no intentions of talking about anything with Alex Cora, other than telling us how great Alex Cora is. He's extraordinary. Well, then why is he not still your manager if he's extraordinary? Those two things don't. Oh, you want us to reserve judgment? Then why are we here talking about the fact that you made a franchise-altering decision when you're saying reserve judgment and we're supposed to reserve judgment, but you didn't reserve judgment? So the press conference made no sense. But I will say from Bloom's side, I think much like in the press conference, he was the guy that stood out for the positive because of his wingmen, the people that were next to him. I think right now he's playing with house money. I think expectations are down. People are pissed. People are disinterested. This maybe allows him to have this weird bridge year where got to find a manager on the fly, might have to trade Mookie, cut payroll, reset the cap in terms of money.
But here's the thing. And Eamon, we didn't call for this, but you can get to Jeff Passan went on Section 10 podcast. Is that the name of it? On Barstool. And he said the other night, the Red Sox are going to get popped worse than Houston. They're going to lose, in his opinion, two consecutive first-round picks, two consecutive second-round picks, and international talent pool money to sign prospects. So this is going to be worse than Houston. So now I know that he didn't. So you have the passing thing? All right, here's what Jeff Passan had to say on the Section 10 podcast the other night.
I think Alex Cora gets 2 years.
Okay.
I think the Red Sox get $5 million, first and second round picks for 2 years, and no international money for at least 1 year.
Oh, pool space. Their punishment is going to be worse than the Astros.
Their punishment, I think, is going to be as bad as the Astros, if not worse.
Wow. So that
probably should be.
And you know what? That's bad because now all of a sudden that you're talking about a franchise that, okay, you're not going to go out and make a play for, the young players in baseball when Ronald Acuna is a free agent. You're not going to go out and you're going to trade Mookie Betts and all this stuff. And then all of a sudden you're going to be bereft of first and second round picks for back to back.
You have no way to get better other than the Mookie Betts trade because you.
That's it.
Are self-imposing not spending money.
Like, you're forced to, not that you didn't want to already, but you better nail, if Mookie's going to get traded, and I think he should be.
The trade has to be perfect. You have to maximize it to the nth degree.
It's got to be Pearson Garnett for all those.
Right. That's because that's your only avenue to get better for the short term. And that, I mean, this is sort of, if this were college football, this would be seen as like borderline death penalty.
Yes.
Type sanctions.
Good point. This is SMU.
Right.
Yes.
And you really have no way out. But the flip side of that is there's no expectations. If that happens and you look at Bloom's job, you're like, I mean, how can we question him quickly? Right. He's probably earned himself 3-4 years of low expectations, even though I saw some quotes coming out of last night's town hall or whatever they did last night panel out in Western Mass that they are already promising that, you know, the expectations are low, but we'll be around in October. And they're already fighting back about lowered expectations. The expectations are going to be lowered, rightfully so. Now, I will say, if you don't do anything, maybe you go the other way. I've heard that theory bandied about that we've already lost draft picks and money and all this. Let's try to go the other way and win. Let's try to make everybody forget everything by winning, by keeping Mookie. And if you keep Mookie and you get a bounce back year from Sale and Price is good and you suddenly have two aces and E-Rod, whatever, it's not that hard to talk yourself into thinking you could be a good baseball team this year, right? I don't think it's that hard to talk yourself into that.
So the media asked about Alex Cora when he interviewed here for the Red Sox job about just sort of in a roundabout way of cheating in the Apple Watches.
Did you guys address that with him, before because of what happened in 2017 with the Apple Watch situation, and you guys had given some assurances to Major League Baseball that, it wouldn't happen again?
Yeah, look, I think it's clear that we're going to honor the commissioner's directive to not speak about the investigation, but it's also important to recognize that this collective mutual decision yesterday was related exclusively to the incidents that took place in Houston. And the only other thing I'd add is that the organization is well aware of the rules and communicated those to our uniform personnel and our front office staff. But that's as far as we'll go in terms of talking about anything related to Boston.
Okay, I just don't understand why you couldn't have answered the question about the interview process. I thought it was a very good and well thought out question, and why you had to dodge that as well. But then again, you know what? I'm not surprised. That right there was a microcosm of the entire 45 minute press conference. I just thought it was a joke. And when, you know, I didn't think it was a great look a few weeks ago when Bill Belichick had to get up in front of the media and face this firing line of questioning, which he had nothing, like no knowledge, no pre-existing, at all what to do, what happened in Cleveland with the taping of the Bengals sideline. And I'm like, you know, Robert Kraft sort of hung him out to dry. And I'm like, well, now I can, like, it's just like that to me. And like you said, is that Belichick, he had nothing to do with, so he had nothing to hide.
Right.
And when you have nothing to hide,
it's easy to be comfortable and natural and not come off as defensive, not come off as lying or anything like that. And that was Bloom.
So,
not the other three.
So the reserve judgment thing, that will be interesting as we go forward. Let's get back to the phones. Bill in Framingham, you're up next on Mark and Hart. What's up, Bill?
Hey, guys. Hey, you know, when the Patriots had the Spygate thing, see if you can make sense of what I'm trying to say. Every team in the NFL was doing the same thing. The league comes down with a directive saying, hey, don't have cameras here. The Patriots continue to do it, and that was kind of Spygate in a nutshell. With this baseball thing, this is one team secretly organizing this cheating plan to have pitch-by-pitch advantage over every other team in baseball. This is so much worse.
How do you know it's just one team, though? I mean, we already know it's two teams.
Okay. Well, the links of it seems to be started with people from Houston.
Right, but the report was the report was that it's nine teams. That's already been reported. That's been out there. So that's basically a third of your league is already under. And we have these reports coming out of McDowell talking about in the mid-'80s, the White Sox were doing it under Tony La Russa.
Which, you know what, at this point, I mean, I appreciate Blackjack for coming up and saying something. But here's the thing. There's no way to prove that.
No.
Right. So, but like, it's
there's also probably no way to disprove it.
That's true, too. Right.
Mark, yep. I'm one of those 63-year-old, lifelong Red Sox fans. And I'm completely dismayed at all this. And if my only interest to get back to the way I was, I believe, would be if the only communication on that field is the bullpen phone to the dugout phone, and you say, hey, get so-and-so ready to pitch the ninth, and hang up. Because if there's any more phones, technology, cameras, anything, I've completely lost faith in that whole system.
And Bill, it's a great point. And here's the thing, too, with baseball. You know who to blame for everything that's gone on here? Baseball. Because they brought the monitors into the replay room. And then now you even have replay, which for baseball, it's the game is slow enough that you have to even have replay for this crap, which is a whole nother story. It's amazing that when we didn't have the advancement of modern technology back in the 80s, 90s, and even the 2000s, that it seemed like the game was better.
Well,
it was more smooth.
It also, it's like they don't know what they want to be. Do they want to be America's pastime? The beauty of baseball, Ray, is it doesn't have a clock, right? Do they want to be that, or do they want to be modern and technology and cameras and monitors and analytics? It's like they have this internal struggle of who they are. Is being who you are good enough? Is just being the great game from that has roots 150 years ago, is that good enough? Or does the business side say, well, that game has a ceiling in terms of fan base and marketing and all. No, we need to get more modern. And who do they want to be? And I think this is a byproduct of that. Everything is technology and scouting, and you can't just, you know, I coach Little League. You know what I used to always tell kids? Don't think too much. See ball, hit ball. Right? See, and I'm not saying it's the same thing at the major league level, but they want to get so advanced. And I just don't know. Like, they opened Pandora's box, and now can you close it? Can you stuff all those back in?
When they opened up the Pandora's box, never did I think that some shrapnel would be Mike Trout allegedly doing HGH, according to Scott Brosius's son,
through a loophole and that.
And Blackjack McDowell coming out with, oh yeah, Tony La Russa was doing that back in the 80s. He was cheating before cheating was cool.
And this, I'm going to say
electronically
this,
with cameras.
I say this out of respect to Tony La Russa. It's very believable because of who Tony La Russa is. So he's Bill Belichick's buddy, first of all.
Uh-huh.
And you know, sort of brought about the whole specialization of the bullpen. And, you know, he's a lawyer. He's got that
switch.
Analytical side to it. It's very believable that if anybody was looking for the little bit extra, the way to do things a little bit better, even if they sort of went afoul of the law, Tony La Russa is believable that he would be one of those guys.
Yeah, he would. I also want to ask this question to everybody out there. When do you think that the Red Sox – now, I actually do believe because I think – and just from the outside looking in as a perception, not any – like not an Adam Schefter informed speculate, just from the outside looking in, I do believe that John Henry and Tom Werner had no idea that it was going on. I believe that. But there is sort of a narrative that's out there right now that people are like, well, somebody had to know something. This could not have gone on for an entire season of 162 game sample size and nobody knew nothing.
See, I think it could be. No, people know, but there was a big discussion like owners should be suspended, owners should be dealt with on. And this is another example. I think John Henry's a little distant, right?
Oh,
I think he's on the business level, not the clubhouse level.
No, nope.
And that's where. I do think it's believable that he would have no idea what's going on. This is a baseball operations thing.
I do too.
Whereas Bill Belichick to Robert Kraft, I think they cross paths more. I can tell you I've seen Robert and Jonathan Kraft in the locker room Wednesday, coming through, talking to play. Like, I think it'd be more hard to believe that they've never heard of something or seen something than it is to say John Henry, who we just said is a little bit distant, is a little bit...
Aloof. Sure.
I think it's believable that he wouldn't know.
We really don't need to be popular. We need to win.
All right, so your thoughts on all this, 617.
He should not talk very often.
779-7937. Yeah, that's why he does it.
And that's why he likes to do the email thing. He did the Shaughnessy response to a few email questions a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
He's better off. I don't think he should be speaking. Because it's like you have to clean it up later.
Right.
Somehow, if you're the rest of the organization, why did he just tell everybody that we're cutting payroll? Why are we telling other teams what we're doing?
If you can ever see it. Amen. I never heard that one before. That's a good one.
And to be fair, he should probably look at us and say, "Yeah, you guys are doing okay talking for 4 hours. You can speak publicly. Hey, how many hundreds of millions and billions of dollars have you ever made?
Right.
Why don't you skate your lane, punk cart?"
Right, exactly.
And he would be 100% right.
Absolutely.
Because if I had anything like his business acumen, it would not be 10:30 on a Saturday morning and I wouldn't be here doing radio.
Yeah, and if you ever watched the movie Moneyball with Brad Pitt?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, the guy who played John Henry in that movie was absolutely perfect. He's a really eccentric, introverted, socially awkward individual. That's why he will never, ever get the full... I mean, next to Robert Kraft, he's the most successful owner.
Oh, yeah?
In the 21st... He's brought 4 World Series here. Maybe one of them's tainted. Maybe it's... I don't know. But, like, he's brought 4 World Series in 15 years. And yet, people here... I'm not going to lie to you. I think if you took a straw poll, I think Hank and Hal Steinbrenner's likability might be about on par with John Henry.
They're not liked as much as they should be or respected as much as they should be.
At all.
The things they've done, not only on the field but business-wise, is remarkable, and they probably don't get the credit they deserve, but they probably also, the way they act and do things, hurts their credibility with the fans.
Yep. We'll get back to more of your phone calls on this side. Now it's time for Trending.
Listen to Dale and Keith weekdays 10 to 2. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, Celtics looking to get off the schneid tonight against the Phoenix Suns at home. Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton and company. Bruins off till tomorrow. They face the Penguins in Pittsburgh. Yesterday, the Beavs waived 14-year veteran David Backes, who played in 16 games this season, only recorded 3 points. If he clears waivers, he'll be assigned to the Providence Bruins. But I can tell you this, when he does hang up the skates, he has a bright future in broadcasting. If he chooses to go that way, I think he will be tremendous. I've heard him talking. I think he's, very bright future if he wants to go that way.
Dale Arnold was very high on Backes as a person, a teammate.
Great guy.
Which is why you wonder, going to Providence. Initially, you'd say, why would he go to Providence?
But
maybe he goes down there, collects his paycheck, serves as a team leader, helps some of the young guys.
And maybe he goes into coaching. I don't know. I just know, the guy can, if he wants to make it in this business, then he can do that as well. I high hopes for him there, and I think he'd be really good. Derrick Henry and the Titans head to Arrowhead to take on the Chiefs tomorrow. And Aaron Rodgers and the Packers go west to face Jimmy G and the 49ers. Boy, did Belichick set him up in a really good spot. Coverage starts at 3 o'clock right here on WEI. Jason Garrett is the Giants' new offensive coordinator for their head coach, Joe Judge. And Pro Football Talk reporting, wow, this is a really underrated story. And it's shocking, to be quite frank, because you're still over a year and like 4 months away or whatever. The NFL and NFLPA are close to reaching an agreement for a new labor deal, which means that no fear or threat of strikes.
Rolling right along, and they're proving Mark Cuban wrong. Remember when he said hogs get fat and get slaughtered or whatever,
yep,
predicting the demise of the NFL?
Hogs get,
Doesn't appear they're going in that direction anytime soon.
Well, and meanwhile, the NBA's ratings down 20% this year. Except for one good thing about Mark Cuban, Luka Doncic is the future of the league.
Tremendous.
So, unbelievable.
As long as he doesn't rip his shirt open. Do you like those videos?
Yeah.
You had him ripping his shirt off, and then we had the shots of Altuve closing his shirt so nobody could see what's underneath.
Hey, WEI has announced the Red Sox broadcasting team for the 2020 season. Joe Castig coming back for his 38th year. He will be joined by rotating cast of Will Fleming. Congratulations to Will.
Love Will.
He's a good dude. Sean really McDonough, dude. Lou Maloney, and Book Shambi. Dave O'Brien will also call select games. Don't miss Mutt Maloney and Bradfoe show. Noon at 3 today, broadcasting from the town that Travis Best and I built, Springfield, at MGM Winter Weekend. That's what's trending now on WEEI at WEEI.com. We'll get to your phone calls. Oh, and I hope you haven't heard this sound, because I want to get your natural reaction, but you know who. You talk about diarrhea of the mouth. He opened his fat mouth again. We'll get to all that coming up.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Now back to Mark and Hart on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
All right, 617-779-7937, Mark and Hart. A little moving and grooving here on a Saturday morning.
All right, stop.
I like it.
I don't need your DJ voice.
Little throwback.
Here we go. Yeah, very nice.
It actually sounds like a throwback, but it's kind of a new song.
Yeah, that's right.
Speaking of new songs, I listened to the Eminem album on my ride home last night.
Eminem's trash.
Yeah, exactly.
What's wrong with you people?
He is.
So trash.
He's
the greatest rapper in the history.
Oh, stop it. Don't even go there. Come on.
He references Brady in the very first track, intro. Because the first song is sort of about people doubting him now, and he's held to a higher standard.
Sure,
they rip his stuff.
Yeah.
And he said, it's sort of like with Brady, I'm also the GOAT. Like, there's a Brady line in there.
Oh, well, he's not the GOAT. But whatever.
I'm Mark James. I know rap.
Hey,
I brought the Western Mass. Eminem
he's not even. Let me tell you something.
You
if Eminem didn't have Dr. Dre backing him and the whole street cred of, you know, Dre and all that stuff, he would be nothing more than the new
shut up with your buzzer and dinger in there.
He'll be the nothing
so
but the,
true.
He's so overrated.
You're a producer. Get off the air.
That's Mark's line.
Oh, no. Keep talking, Amy. Keep talking.
Anytime I'm agreeing with Mark, I'm allowed to be on the air. When I'm not agreeing
just
with
Just so you know, anytime you're agreeing with Mark, you might want to reevaluate things.
Well, not on Eminem.
I don't know. Yeah. Mark's got a good take on Eminem.
Yeah, not a very overrated. Too. Oh, God. So overrated. But anyway, I'll give him credit. Successful. Successful as hell. I'll give him credit, too, about this. One thing I will give him a lot of credit is that he came up. And he came up, you know, he's a self-made success,
right.
Which nothing was handed to him. He wasn't Hulk Hogan trying to get his daughter, Brooke, a recording contract, but Brooke just lacked this thing called talent.
Right.
So, like, he actually made it on his own. Nobody gave him anything, and he grew up in a really tough, so all that stuff, very, you know, I cannot knock that, but oh, God. Someone said to me, Lose Yourself was the 21st century Survivor's Eye of the Tiger. I'm like, get the F out of here.
You don't like Lose Yourself?
It's not Eye of the Tiger, though.
It's pretty great.
But Eye of the Tiger?
It's not Eye of the Tiger.
Right?
But
did you remember when Hulk Hogan originally came to WWF, when it was called the WWF?
Yeah.
He came out to Eye of the Tiger.
Right.
And then they had to change it because Survivor's like, we want a lot of money.
Right.
And Vince McMahon's like, we're not paying you.
Right.
So they came out to, I am a real American. Fight for the rights.
Why do I know these things?
Oh, God.
Like, that's where you say, that's taking up space in here.
I know.
For no reason.
I know. You know what?
I have so many of those.
You credit, and that's why you grew up on why Vincent Kennedy
Demolition.
McMahon.
Remember when they had here comes the axe.
Yeah.
And here comes the smasher.
Yes.
The demolition. Walking disaster.
Vincent
Pain and Destruction.
Oh, wow.
Is our middle name.
I don't remember that. Like, you remember
it
the whole song?
I think it was a cassette.
Yeah, it was.
Like, I think you got, like, the cassette that had all these songs and, like, extended versions of their intro music. And. But that's in my head. There could be valuable things in my head,
and then
maybe I would be like John Henry. Maybe I'd actually have money.
Hey, that's what you credit or blame Vince McMahon, both.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'm a sucker for his marketing genius.
Yes. Nick's up next in a car. What's up, Nick?
Hi. I just have a quick check with you guys. I'm not sure I suspect that you're not right about the cutting the payroll bit. Because the whole point of cutting the payroll was to reset the penalties, which is what? Later draft picks in the early rounds and international pool money?
Yes.
If the penalty is the early draft picks and the international pool money, there's absolutely no reason to reset the payroll for another 2 years.
I have had that. I've thought about that. I do wonder that. And I don't know how Major League Baseball, if they're going to double it, if they're going to say, wait a minute, you were going to lose those picks anyway, so they would add to it. That it's a great question, Nick. It's a very, very good question. I don't have the answer
They can't really add the penalty to it because, well, if they say we were going to cut the payroll, so we wouldn't have the penalty.
No, but right, I see what you're saying, Nick. But here's
the thing. Well, they did say that though. That's on the record already.
Right. They.
So,
but Nick, here's the thing. You're like two first and second round draft picks. That's big. That's huge.
Oh, it's huge. It's not as huge in baseball as it is in other sports.
I understand, but it's still right. Like if it was the NFL, that would be like the death penalty, which is what it's weird. The Bucks gave that up for Gruden to the Raiders, and the Raiders really didn't capitalize on it. And the Bucks ended up winning a Super Bowl with Dungy's talent. And they after that never capitalized on it. But it's not as big as it is in the NBA or especially the NFL. But it's
but still, the bigger
right.
point is,
but Nick,
if they're taking the picks either way, well then I'm keeping Mookie. That's the bigger point.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. That if there's no reason to reset for another 2 years, they might as well just splurge.
Right. And I don't know if they would alter their punishment based on that in any way, Nick. And I don't have the answer. I just don't.
Yeah. That would be kind of a double punishment, like the problem that the NFL had with Ray Rice.
But you got to remember too, Nick. Here's the thing: like the Astros, the Red Sox are repeat offenders.
Right.
Like Cora. Cora's a repeat offender. The Red Sox are repeat offenders. Now, granted. They allegedly, and here's the thing, too, that, well, in 2019, Major League Baseball made sure that they were monitoring and doing everything with a much more iron fist. Okay, fine. And you know what? The Red Sox won 24 less games last year. So go ahead and do the math. So there's that as well. Ralph's up next in Cranston. What's up, Ralph?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Yeah, you're right. This is a reprieve from Brady a little bit. But then again, it's kicking the Patriots back in. Because let's face it, this is Spygate and Deflategate all over again, that kind of stuff. And
yep.
I don't know, the whole country, and these owners should realize the whole country is laughing at you. You are jesters. Look at some of the other papers across the country. And they go up there. The three things that really bother me in the aftermath, they go up there. And I expected them, if they had any brains, to say, look, Red Sox Nation, we're embarrassed too, and we are appalled. We're absolutely appalled. Now, personally, we think a lot of court, but this is wrong. No one in our employment is going to do anything either illegal, unethical, and he cannot stay. So we came to a mutual decision. Instead, he's a nice guy. He's this. He's that. Now, you have an organization that wants to go under the $208 million. You have situations going where they're going to raise prices. Yet, when they were asked about the compensation, you're going to compensate this guy? You're going to give him his salary? God knows what financial agreement they were dealt with him. And number three, I cannot believe if your radio station had the kind of controversy and things going on over the past 3 or 4 years.
Hold on, Ralph. This radio station has had a lot of controversy the last 3 or 4 years, probably as much, if not more, than the Red Sox. So
yeah, we're but not like this.
Let's say
you guys had a lot. Let's say somebody got arrested for domestic assault.
Okay.
Somebody got arrested
for drunk driving.
Let Ralph make his point.
All right, this station's no stranger. But yes, to your point. Okay.
All right, listen. Now, Sam Kennedy is the CEO and president. Look at how many things have gone on. Now, Houston fired their general manager.
I know.
And God knows whether he knew or not, but you should have said, you know what? We are completely going in another direction here. How's this guy have his job? And then this nerd is up there talking like, you know, he's the spokesman for you. How can you be a successful businessman like Henry and Werner are and have this clown still running your organization?
Well, and here's the thing, too, Ralph. And here's the thing, too, that Dombrowski's gone.
Well,
so
that's the thing. Dombrowski probably would have been fired.
But based on
the Astros example.
Okay, but what Ralph is saying is that, and Ralph, tell me if I'm wrong in what I'm deducing what you're saying. If Sam Kennedy was the president of the Astros, Jim Crane would have fired him this week, right?
Of course.
Yes.
And you know what? If nothing else, and I don't even say it this way, but you need scapegoats in this thing. You say, you know what?
It's Alex Cora.
Look, as the CEO, and the president, everything from the bad contracts, everything is supposed to go through this guy. Henry and Warner want to run just the business top of the business end. How can you keep this guy there when Eckersley? You can keep coming up with things. And you know what, guys? They should have apologized to the fans. They should have said, you know what? Here it is again. And this thing is going to keep snowballing. Let's face it. And the Red Sox Nation, we look like idiots. Anyone attached, even fans, people are laughing at us. There's cartoons. These people should have came out and apologized. I got to tell you, anybody that goes to that Winterfest or whatever it is right now, how can you really go there and not let this organization know how disgusted you are? This guy, this fraud, Cora's a fraud. He walks around, oh, I'm such a nice guy. I want to do things for the world. Yet 2 years in a row, you get so heavily involved in this show, the main culprit. And now we're supposed to wait on judgment.
Well, I think that doesn't make him a fraud because he does good things in the real world and pushes the boundaries.
Cheater. Look, if you do, he's a cheater.
Okay.
Why didn't you just become a good manager, honest manager, do it right? And you know what? Look, here's what people were looking at right now. Look at the difference in the batting average from home and on the road in that season. Look at it. It's amazing.
Right.
Look at it.
Hey, Ralph, I'll give you one. Not only here's the biggest one for me. Mookie Betts' batting average that regular season dropped 51 points into the postseason. Okay, Mookie Betts' batting average in 2018, his MVP year, dropped 51 points in 2019. His batting average in the regular season, ready for this? Into the postseason and the run to the World Series, where MLB had people there in the monitor room, dropped 120 points.
See, that's more alarming to me than the year-to-year.
120 points.
But he's been inconsistent year-to-year. He's been up and down in his short career.
But 120 points?
See, no, that I'm giving you credit for.
You know what I'm saying?
That season.
Like
Season, I have some questions about his continuity. If you remember a few years ago, first good year, the next year, his numbers were way down.
Sure.
And he said, who knows, maybe last year was an aberration. Maybe this is more of who I am. And I was like, okay, let's relax and see who you are.
I don't necessarily buy into the Cora thing that he's some horrific human being because he got caught up in this. I think there's a lot of people in baseball and a lot of people in sports that do these types of things. And it's not necessarily 100% a window into their moral compass as human being. You know, Bill Belichick's phrase, do business is being done. He loves that phrase. And I think there's some of that. Like, oh, wait, all the other teams do this? I know it's against the rules, but literally, or let's just say 16 of the other teams are doing this, and you expect me to not do this? This is how business is being done. I also think, I don't know Sam Kennedy personally. I know he's had some issues with this radio station, people, personalities, all kinds of things. But Sam Kennedy, Dave Dombrowski was the president of baseball operations when this took place, right? Mm-hmm. So he ran baseball operations. He's already been removed, not because of this, for different issues, but he was no longer working with the team. I'm not so sure I see Sam Kennedy as the guy that everything that goes on in the clubhouse, everything that goes on in with the baseball team is run by. Maybe I don't have the proper view of Sam Kennedy and his role with the Red Sox, but Dave Dombrowski, at least in title, was the head of baseball operations when this was going on, and he's already gone. So you couldn't fire him like they did in Houston. You couldn't get rid of him as part of some punishment.
But I think a lot of people look at the outside looking in saying that Sam Kennedy was there for this whole thing. So this it happened on his watch.
So then Henry and the owners, that's the argument. People said, well, then the owners should be dealt with.
Yeah, but
the owners should be banned. You can't go to Fenway Park for 2 years.
Okay, fair enough. But it's like at the end of the day, lower right corner, they rule. They own.
But they don't. Not under Manfred and the Major League Baseball. They still, that's my whole theory. Everybody's got a boss. Everybody's got somebody they work below. Yeah, you own the team,
George
but you're part of our league.
George Steinbrenner got banned for life, and then he came back.
And, right, and it's very infrequent. Mutt and I actually went through this, the number of times owners have been dealt with for sort of sports-related issues. You know, you have like Marge Schott. If you're a racist, okay, we're going to deal with you for off-field type issues. There aren't a lot of examples of owners being penalized for on-field violations, specific parts of the actual game itself, and that would be unique, and it's clearly not going to happen.
All right, the Red Sox cheating scandal, your thoughts, 617-779-7937, and we'll get to this next. Oh, boy. Did you ever look at your ex and realize, boy, was that a get-out-of-jail-free card? Well, I'm going to make everybody here in Boston throughout New England feel much better. Next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're right back to Mark and Hart on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
That's a deeper dive, man. I think that probably a telltale sign of the career that I've had. Some of the moves that I made individually, and then as well as coming to different environments and organizations. You know, at the end of the day, I always say it's an entertainment league. You know, we're very drama filled. Everything regurgitates on all these media platforms, which is part of our society. I can't really do anything about it. When I'm out there with the guys, just impact winning. You know, that's really what it comes down to. You know, it's not like I'm a asshole yelling at everybody in the friggin' locker room all the time, and you hear all these stories. You know. And at the end of the day, my name, it was given to me by my grandfather. I'm very grateful, but it's in a lot of people's mouths all the time, and it is what it is. I've earned that respect in terms of how great I am as a player, and there's still more goals I want to accomplish in this league, and I can't do it without improving an organization and winning a championship, and that's what it comes down to. So I'm going to continue to push. I'm going to continue to demand greatness out of myself and demand greatness out of my teammates, and we go from there. If it's harsh as a leader or it's too much for anybody, you're not in our locker room. Stay the fuck out. It's as simple as that.
Do you miss him, Boston? Do you miss him, New England? Oh, man. It's like, you know what it is? It's like seeing the ex-girlfriend who's nowhere near as pretty as she was when she was with you, and hearing that on the streets that She has some gifts that keep on giving, and thank God you avoided them. That's the way I feel about Kyrie Irving. That, oh my, I mean, how about this part?
I've earned that respect in terms of how great I am as a player.
I've never heard Tom Brady say anything like that.
Few and far between, and usually it's jokingly and a little bit like that. Like, there was the joke a couple weeks ago when somebody said, you have 30 wins in the postseason. The other quarterbacks involved in the postseason have 27 total. And he went, hey, pretty good, huh? Or something
but
like that.
See,
like,
that's okay.
I agree with you. And by the way, he can get away with whatever he wants.
Well, no, I know.
He is already entrenched as, it's almost not really arguable anymore. He's the greatest of all time. Kyrie, I'm going to ask you three questions. Who are you? Who? I'm going to add a bleep in the middle. Who the bleep are you? Who do you think you are? Because you're not that.
No.
You're not all that at all. And talk about a person who has no
self-awareness.
Yeah. Is just tone deaf, has no idea that every time he speaks, he is the most unlikable person on the planet.
Well, I could tell you, you know what the Red Sox should have done? They should have brought Kyrie Irving out to their press conference this week, because they would have made John Henry and Sam Kennedy be likable. When you put them next, anybody's likable when you put them next to Kyrie, who's just an overrated, overpaid, self-absorbed, team-killing, locker room cancer. And he's a glorifying Stephon Marbury. That's the respect that's what I've earned that makes me great. Oh, Boston fans. And it still kills me this day that people like Danny Ainge and Marcus Smart defend him. It's like, thank God he's gone. Kimba, like, I just wanted to let you know, you could have 8 games in a row where you shoot 16%. I just want you to know, just because of you not being that a-hole, I love you. I just love you just because you're not that D-bag.
My name, it was given to me by my grandfather. I'm very grateful, but it's in a lot of people's mouths all the time.
Yeah, that's the other aspect of this. Beyond him being a DB, the hypocrisy of him to think we're not allowed to talk about him. So wait, you want to collect your $30 million.
Right. Yeah.
But you don't want the sports world, which fuels your contract, to talk about you? Get the out of here.
He's the worst.
He is the worst.
No, wait, did you buy your son a Kyrie jersey?
Unfortunately, a long time ago.
All right.
It was a mistake. Okay, I regret it. I look back at it now and I regret it.
Did you give it away yet?
No, he still has it. Okay. Should I burn it? You want me to do a video burning it?
Please, that would be awesome. I'll MC it. Here we are, live outside the Hart House in Dartmouth. Here's the Kyrie Irving jersey. It's cold outside, but we're gonna set a... Dude, can I just tell you, like, of every athlete, whether it was Carl Crawford, Jack Clark, who stole a check from here, Adalius Thomas, every athlete who came through this place, Tyler Seguin, who was actually good, but just, you know, couldn't quite stay away from certain people's significant others.
It happens.
Kyrie Irving is the worst. Yeah. Honestly, you look back and you're like, if you're the Celtics right now, oh, and here's another little, just some facts for you. The Brooklyn Nets with Kyrie Irving are 5-9. Without him, they're 13-13. Well, they're better without him.
You heard Barkley go off on him, right? Barkley went off on him.
Yeah. Do we have that? Or we're going to get on the other side?
Barkley went off on him about, like, we're a playoff team without you. We add you and we got worse. Now we're an 8 seed.
Oh, he is such.
We should be at least a 4. What do you do? That's the other part. If Kyrie were as good as Kyrie thinks he is, all of this would be more palatable because we're all simpletons. If he's going out every night and scoring 30 points and has 10 assists and we're cruising to the 2 seed, and by we, I mean Cleveland, Boston, Brooklyn, wherever you are, we're simpletons. I can tell you firsthand, we looked past it for, 7 years with Manny Ramirez? What a dink. But boy, could the dink hit.
That's it.
Right?
Yeah.
If Kyrie delivered, even last year, why the postseason? Because I'm here. Right?
Right.
Because I'm here.
Yeah, because I'm here.
So you're here to go
you
what?
You got bounced in the second
15
round.
15 of 62 or whatever you shot? That's the other thing. You know, you said Kemba can shoot 17%.
Yeah,
because Kyrie did too.
Yeah.
And you're a nice guy and can shoot 17%. He's a dink.
You know what's amazing? He just obviously, and you can tell this with him, is like, he's like, my talent got me to where I'm going to get paid. Unfortunately, and you know this too, he actually has a pretty hot-selling sneaker. Like, his shoes
he has the...
From
my observations of youth basketball...
Right.
It has to be the hottest selling sneaker.
So
every court you go on, there's 10 kids on the court. I'm going to tell you, four to six kids are wearing Kyrie's. It's unreal how popular Kyrie's are.
And the other two wear KD's, probably.
Right.
Right. But here's the thing. A
couple LeBrons.
Here's the thing about KD. KD has never, ever called himself great. He's gone at it with people on Twitter.
Burner and
he's got
accounts and whatnot.
And what burner accounts. But KD, Steph Curry, James Harden, Russell Westbrook, all of these guys, Joel Embiid especially, he's like Mr. All About the People. These guys are like, it's like, dude, if you weren't such a freaking bag. And like, when you see this now, Celtics fans, it's got to warm your heart that this cancer is no longer here that is completely causing the virus to metastasize around your locker room the way he did.
And in a different way, he's going down the AB road. Because if you remember, I said AB was miraculous that he doesn't have honeymoon periods. Everybody has honeymoon periods. Regardless of what kind of a dink you are, you usually have a honeymoon period.
T.O. in Philly.
Right.
Yeah.
Kyrie is eliminating the honeymoon periods. People are already sick of him in Brooklyn. Like, he's barely been there and they're already sick of him. And he doesn't even do the off-the-wall Antonio Brown stuff. He's just that likable and that unaware of what a dink he is and a terrible leader. Why don't you call Braun again and get a little more leadership advice?
Do you know, I'll say this before, and boy, do I wish this guy was still in the NBA and it was old school. One time when they were in L.A., Jeff McGinnis, the former point guard in North Carolina, he got be slapped by Charles Oakley. Like Oakley. I wish Oakley was still in the NBA to do that to Kyrie and just basically take him aside and just be slapped the hell out of him. Because that to me would, and maybe then it will never get through to this guy. And nope. I assure you, might have been wrong about the Patriots versus the Titans, but I can pretty much tell you this. He will never win another title. Ever. Because I'm telling you. Durant.
He pairs up with the right guy.
No, but Durant can leave after next year.
No, I know. That's why I say if he pairs up with the right guy. Because you have the missed year and the rehab year. I'm not sure Durant is the right guy.
Danny Ainge and the Celtics found this out the hard way. You can never win a title when Kyrie Irving is your best player.
Right.
And that's exactly what the Nets will find out now. That you we need one or two. He said the same thing here last year.
He's such a dink.
Oh, he's the most hateable athlete in sports.
I would agree.
No doubt.
I like to disagree with you, but he might be one of the most hateable in the history of Boston sports. And the other guy that I would put up there had a similar air of arrogance and unaware of it was Rick Pitino, the guy who ran the Celtics for a while.
Yeah.
Had a similar style, I would say. Just kept talking, and the more you talk, the dumber things you say.
Yep. All right, final hour, Mark and Hart. We'll get to your calls. Don't go anywhere. 617-779-7937.
You know, it's not like I'm a asshole yelling at everybody in the friggin' locker room all the time. If it's harsh as a leader or it's too much for anybody, you're not in our locker room. Stay the fuck out. It's as simple as that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.